I was sent here for you.
From the future?
50 years from now.
Could you give me that one more time, please?
Stay with me.
In the beginning, the Sentinels were just targeting mutants. Then they began targeting everyone. I've come a long way to guide us, to bring us together, the X-Men. We need your help.
Tell whoever it was that sent you. I'm busy.
The person who sent me was you.
Okay, here's the deal. 14 years ago, the X-Men films kicked off the modern superhero movie craze. That franchise is still going strong, and the latest installment, X-Men Days of Future Past, turns out to be one of the best in the series. The story first takes place in the future, in which warrior machines are wiping out mutants and humans alike. Wolverine is sent back in time to the 1970s to convince a young Magneto and Professor X to work together and stop this future from happening. Now that the X-Men are firmly ensconced in popular culture, there's no explanation needed of the characters or background. We can just jump right in, and we get an action-packed film that has some nice characterization and cool inside jokes. It's best watched with recent memories of the other films, but even without that, X-Men Days of Future Past is everything that a superhero movie should be. X-Men Days of Future Past gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.